TV.
As you watch this video, it is February 10th, 2026, and it is my wife Maria's birthday today, and I'm celebrating that with her as you watch this video. This is the beautiful inside and out Peruvian woman that God gave me to love and to keep and to cherish for the rest of my life. And she loves me, and you know someone loves you and is really committed to you when they help you get through the worst of times. And when I had my C issue, I don't even want to say the word, when I had that last summer, she saw me through it. You remember I had the surgery in Peru, something that you never forget. And I thank God for her, one of the best promoters of my work. Anybody that comes in the house, and anybody in Peru, any of her cousins or friends come over to our place, she talks about me and my work. And so, what a woman. I love her very much. Happy birthday, Maria. Now, one of the greatest prophecies in the scriptures is Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of Yahweh's glory, as the waters are covering the sea. That is going to be an amazing day. Can you imagine? Why is this so shocking? Because the earth is so bereft. It is so lacking today of the knowledge of God's glory. In fact, the largest religion in the world, Christianity, has exchanged God's glory for their own glory, giving a sovereign realm to the human. They have taken away the purpose of God in saving the world through his Son. They've given that to the human. They've given responsibility of that to the human, taken it from God, given it to the human. And the human will ultimately fail in the overwhelming majority of cases, at which time God will have no alternative, according to them, but to torture most of his creation in a hell that he invented for eternity, especially for them. This world now is covered with darkness. Scripture says that too. Darkness covers the earth. Gross darkness, the peoples. But what a contrast. Gross darkness covering the people. And in the future, on this earth, for 1,000 years, the fabled millennium, the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of God's glory, as the waters are covering on the sea. I run past the sea every day, and it looks the same. The waters are still covering. The waters are still there. And as sure as the waters are there today, the knowledge of God will be everywhere. There won't be a necessity for this channel or other channels. There won't be any more arguments. There won't be any more doubts. There won't be any more people who think you're crazy for believing that God is in control of everything, including 8 billion human beings. Yes, we have the audacity to believe that God is in control of 8 billion human beings, making it impossible for those 8 billion human beings to be in control and in charge of themselves. And while every single religion on earth puts salvation into the hands of humanity, we know from the psalmist, salvation from a human is futile. We know that. Not one person in religion knows that. Not one. Let me repeat that psalm again. Salvation from a human is futile. What do they say? Salvation from a human is required. And what is the key to salvation in every religion? It's devotion, works, making a promise to God, performing for God, towing the line, praying every day, living a perfect life, confessing your sins minute by minute by minute. That is salvation by a human, no matter how you paint it, no matter how you try to whitewash it. That is salvation from a human. That lie will be gone during the millennium, which will be here right after the tribulation, and the tribulation is going to start soon. This knowledge, there's going to be a vast change. And the knowledge of God is going to cover the earth as the waters now cover the sea. But as I have said, now it is just the opposite. So totally the opposite. But here is the amazing miracle, is that God has given a very small handful of people on this earth the knowledge that in the future will cover the earth, that in the future will be obvious to everyone. But now it is obvious to only a tiny, tiny, tiny percentage of the world's population. And the people who know the truth of the sovereignty of God, of the salvation of all, of the secret of Christ, that Christ is the head of the universe and it all came into existence through him. They're not in any religion. They are not in any religion. You can't be in a religion. I don't see how you can be in a religion. Go to church and know these essential truths. Because in these places, no matter which religion you're in, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity, they spew nothing but lies, dressed up as the truth, dressed up as this is the place you need to be to learn about God. And yet that is the place where you learn lies about God. And that is where the shame occurs. And that is where the satanic twisting occurs, and that is where the self-righteousness occurs, in church, in temples, in mosques, in synagogues. That is where the twisting of the truth occurs, and where people walk out of there self-righteously believing that they are the people and wisdom dies with them, and yet they are the least wise people on the planet concerning God. Atheists are wiser than they are. Because at least atheists have enough spirit in them to realize that their religious programs, that their hypocrisies of a God who loves you, but then will torture you if you don't love him back. A God who's in control of everything except 8 billion people. They see through that hypocrisy and they know that it is BS. And so they, the atheists, are smarter than the people walking out of churches and mosques and synagogues with their heads held high, thinking that, again, they are the people and wisdom dies with them. But they are the most ignorant people on earth. And it is true wisdom that has visited the lowly, the people of no reputation, the unwise, weak, ignoble, and stupid, as Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. God gives the wisdom that will cover the earth in the next eon. He gives it early to his chosen. I talked yesterday about being a pioneer, and we are all pioneers in knowledge. We're so pioneers in knowledge. What we believe today is going to be very popular in the next eon and in the eon after that, eon 5. Someday, what we are mocked for today, what we are ridiculed for, and what we are cast out of polite society for, what we're cast out of churches for, will be obvious to all. And the people who now believe the lies and who think we're crazy, they will hang their heads in shame. I always think along on this topic, along the line of this subject of Leonardo da Vinci, who was drawing like pictures of helicopters in the 1500s. He was drawing sketches of these flying machines in the 1500s. And I think they sent him away to an insane asylum because he was so far ahead of his time. The true geniuses are so far ahead of their time. God has made us true geniuses, not by our own efforts or our own wisdom, but by calling us out, saying, psst, psst, calling us behind the veil and whispering to us secrets that will not be universally unveiled until the next eon. And even then, I don't know if they'll be universally unveiled as far as the universe goes, but according to Habakkuk 2:14, the earth will be filled with the knowledge of God's glory as the waters are covering the sea. It's going to be common knowledge. Kids will be at school. I think so. I think kids will be at school during the millennium learning these things. And everybody will go, yeah, of course, yeah, duh. We heard this last year. We heard this in first grade. Of course, God is the Savior of all. Of course, Jesus Christ is the head of all creation. Through him, all is created, the secret of Christ. Of course, God is the sovereign of the universe. And the cross of Christ was a complete success. And we're all here. And Israel's running the show in Jerusalem. Jesus Christ is the chief priest in Jerusalem. They will all know the name of Melchizedek. Jesus Christ will be a chief priest along the order of Melchizedek. We know that. And the first graders will know that. The second graders will have an expanded knowledge on it. By the time people in third grade, they'll know everything we've been talking about here for the last 30 years. By the time kids are in third grade. Oh, it will be a beautiful thing. But nobody will be persecuted then for knowing the truth, because the truth will be obvious. It will be everywhere. It is now when the suffering occurs. It is now when the most valuable suffering occurs. Philippians 1:29, not only has it been graciously granted to be believing on him, but it has also been graciously granted to you to be suffering for his sake also. Philippians 1:29. Let me say that again. It is graciously granted you not only to be believing on him, but to be suffering for his sake also. How do we suffer? By holding on to this knowledge that everybody else mocks and that they spit on and that they despise and that they think we're crazy. Oh, those sad, sad people, they're going to be so, they are going to be so sorry in that day. They will. I know God is sovereign, but there's going to be a process of them grieving, just like Peter. Peter grieved when he betrayed his Lord, and the Lord predicted he would do it. And Peter said, no, there's no way I'll do it, and he did it. And he grieved, and he wept bitterly. These people will weep bitterly. But what happened with Peter? He recovered. And Jesus said to Peter, when you recover, shepherd my sheep. These people will recover. But in the meantime, they're beating the hell out of you. And I don't mean literally, I hope not. But emotionally, and they're pulling your encouragement out from under you. They're making you feel lonely, really. It's lonely walk, right? That's the biggest complaint I hear from members of the body of Christ, how lonely it is. And it is. It's devastating. Devastating work. It's devastating. Every day is a struggle. Just speaking for myself. I'm speaking specifically now, not of life in general. Every day is a struggle of life, but specifically of this work, every day is a struggle. Against what? Against the tide of humanity, against the weight of four major religions and all her offshoots. The insanity of the Catholic Church. I have to watch people in Lima, Peru, kneeling in front of statues. I have to look into churches as I run by them. That's the best way to visit a church. Visit it as you run by it. You look in and you see these poor people reciting prayers, reciting, thinking that by their prayers, by their church attendance, by their faithfulness, they are earning points with God. And if they're lucky, they'll get to heaven someday. If they do good works, if they put a Saint Christopher's medal on their car, if they pray to Mary on my running route, if they stop at the newly refurbished statue area of the Virgin Mary and do homage to her, that they will score points with God. None of this will happen in 1,000 years. But we suffer every time we see it. And now, as I said, the ignorance of God is covering the earth. The ignorance, dark ignorance, violence, darkness, gross ignorance, disguised as righteousness. It's all wrong. Everything is wrong. Speaking relatively, I know absolutely it's all right. It's all supposed to be happening. All right. I know that it's all supposed to be the way it is. But now, speaking relatively, it's a CF of monumental proportions. If you don't know what CF means, look it up in a slang dictionary. Of monumental proportions. And we're the Leonardo da Vinci. We're Picasso. We're the visionaries who see things other people don't see, know things other people don't know. We're as despised as Christ was when he walked the earth. I mean, we are suffering the same kind of suffering, not to the same degree, but certainly the same kind. Walking among the inhabitants of the earth, looking around, thinking, why doesn't anybody know this? Why doesn't anybody care to know it? Why don't my books, why aren't they selling 1 million copies each? Oh, if my books are published during the millennium, I'm going to be a rich man. But I'll already be a rich man among the celestials. So donate it. Thanks. Keep the profits. I'll donate it to charity. Now, who knows about this? Who knows about this? Very few. And so, I am very grateful for many things today. As I began this video, I'm grateful for my wife, Maria, for the love she has for me and the love I have for her. I'm grateful for you, my fellow members of the body of Christ. This would be far harder to get through without you. I'm thankful for my sister, for my son, Gabe, who's a believer. Of course, I'm thankful for my son, Luke, and my son, Paul. They don't see this truth yet, but they will. They will. Kelly's been such a great help, and I love talking to Gabe about the scriptures. And I'm thankful to God for making us pioneers, for giving us this information now. And even though it costs us in suffering, we will be able to trade in that suffering. What an investment. What an investment. Every penny of suffering we experience at the hands of the ignorant world will pay back millions of dollars of glory in the coming eon. And may we reap that treasure together.